Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has taken the next step toward a possible run for governor of New York. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to seek a third term in 2018. I spoke with Molinaro about what lies ahead.
You know, I've been traveling the state. I've made no secret that I have an interest in perhaps running for governor. This is the most logical next step, which is to open up a bank account for those who want to be supportive so that they're allowed to be supportive. But also, it's my commitment to be transparent. If I'm traveling the state asking people to consider me, and as I start to make that decision, I just want to be very open with folks. And having a New York State designated campaign fund allows that to happen, so that I don't commingle funds, right? So that they're not dollars that go to my county fund and not the state, or vice versa. And should I choose not to do this, it allows me then to close that account and return the donations as appropriate. For me, it's about being transparent. And this is just a natural progression of considering running for statewide office.
Molinaro is also considering teaming up with Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb of Canandaigua on a Republican ticket. Molinaro recently revealed this potential plan during a joint interview with the Auburn Citizen.
Assemblyman Kolb and I met. We did talk about the concept of partnering up, and we're going to continue to have those conversations. I think what's critically important is that New York has the right team of leaders, and one of the criticisms that I've had is I do believe that we as a state government have been too focused on headlines and not necessarily the details of success, that we really ought to be focusing not only on capturing great policy, but helping the good people of New York. Not only should we be focused on a nice presentation of success, but really having people understand the need to work together, to lift everyone up together, regardless of background, political affiliation, or ability. Every New Yorker deserves an opportunity for success, and I believe that that's not within the grasp of every New Yorker, and that's what I want us to focus on.
Molinaro's political career began in 1994, when he was elected as a village trustee in Tivoli at age 18, becoming the youngest elected official in state history. 1 year later, he won the race for mayor, becoming the youngest mayor in the country. He served as a state assemblyman for 5 years and was elected county executive in 2011. It's not the first time Molinaro's name has come up for a higher office. When Republican Chris Gibson announced in 2016 he would not seek a fourth term for the 19th Congressional District, political observers mentioned Molinaro as a potential candidate. Molinaro said he was focused only on Dutchess County. Meanwhile, Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, who ran against Cuomo in 2014, has not ruled out a run in 2018. However, unlike Molinaro, who would be up for re-election in 2019, Westchester voters will decide November 7th whether to keep Astorino for a third term. Astorino has repeatedly said he is focused solely on the race for county executive. Governor?
No, please, I got, this is all I'm dealing with right now, and this is important.
Here's Molinaro.
I am not an arrogant person. I believe in doing your job well and being considered for promotion. And if the opportunity exists to be considered for statewide office, great. If that opportunity closes, fine. So this isn't for me adversarial. I love and enjoy working with Brian Kolb, John DeFrancisco, Harry Wilson, Rob Astorino, and others. And I think that for our party, we have to pick the right team of people to represent us and to send a message. But for New York, we need the right people who understand the value of public service, who know that this isn't about leveraging people or combat, but rather serving New Yorkers. And if it's something that I can provide leadership for, great. And if not, I can accept that as well, and whether it's Rob Astorino, Mark Molinaro, or any of the others, I would say to you that each of us has an opportunity to send a message and hopefully garner some degree of support. At the end of the day, let the voters decide. It's not up to candidates, and I can live with whatever the outcome is.
You are not up for re-election.
I am not.
This November, County Executive Astorino is. Is it favorable to not have to run in a county executive race if you're mulling this gubernatorial run?
Oh, yes. I mean, in fairness, were I running, I wouldn't be mulling. I mean, you know, if you're making a commitment to serve as county executive, that's your commitment now. And if then there's an opportunity that comes up, I'm sure he's going to consider that as it should he win re-election. And I accept that. I enjoy my work I enjoy the job I do. That's the job I'm committed to doing. At the same time, if opportunity arises, I'm going to consider it. But, I'd rather not be seeking re-election right about now.
When are you?
My term is up in 2019.
Yet there are a number of Dutchess County legislator seats in contention, and the county comptroller faces a challenge. Astorino, by the way, is running against Democratic State Senator George Latimer. Astorino has won handily in a county where Democratic voters outnumber Republicans 2-1. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.